we don't have any more. We only brought one. You want popcorn? All right, hold on. Let me see if there's popcorn. I don't know if there is.
Hello.
Hi, Nina.
Yes.
Hi, it's Melissa calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. I seen this number come across earlier, and I didn't answer it because I didn't know what...
No, no worries. And all these spam, I wouldn't answer either, so I don't blame you.
Yes, I'm like, yeah, I'm not answering that.
I'm always like, leave a message.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, I was talking to my sister. I said, yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm not answering that.
I am the same way. So don't worry. I just wanted to follow up.
I know about the change of everything with the new care coordinator and the last one not putting the paper through, even though she told me she did.
I was confused. I'm like, I thought we, because I had spoken to Nicole was the supervisor for the old service coordinator. She said, yeah, everything's going to be put in for the fourth. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. So I sent an email right before because I was like, oh, we're supposed to start on the fourth. We haven't received anything. But apparently it should be coming in hopefully. I haven't received anything yet, but we have it supposedly to start on Monday. Now, the only thing is...
She had to resubmit the papers because she didn't have the planned schedule of hours. So she called me for that, and then she said she was supposed to get back with you guys because she needed the provider ID number from you guys.
It was definitely on the email, but she did get a hold of my coordinator yesterday, and they completed everything, and they scheduled it for tomorrow for the 11th, but we haven't received anything yet. Now, the issue is that Nadira is the caregiver. She hasn't submitted anything at all.
She told me she did. I'm going to call her. She started having some issues going on. And, that needed her immediate attention and things like that. So I understood that. So, but I will stay on her, though, to tell her, like, come on, girl, get these papers in.
Yeah, because I know that we've been trying to follow up with her, but we haven't received it.
Yeah, but I'm going to make sure, find out, what she want to do. Like I told her, she can still carry on with her other jobs. Like if she want to take new clients from you guys, that's fine. She's just supposed to be my backup.
I got
some things scheduled coming up. Like hopefully if I get approved to take a week in September, I go on vacation this month. Like, come on, girl, let's go.
Oh, then if that's the case, then we are okay. Because I thought she was going to be like the new. I was like, wait, isn't Nina the caregiver?
No.
But if
yeah,
she's
I'm
just
the main
your backup,
one. She's my backup. She's my backup.
Okay.
But I still want her to hurry up and get her stuff in because, like I said, I got vacation and stuff coming up.
No, of course. So, okay, no, so then we have a little bit of time. So, okay, so I feel better now. Okay, perfect. Okay, no. So as long as you're the main one. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
My name. Look at me coming with, I'm coming with my old crew, right?
That's good because it's so hard to find really good caregivers. So I always tell people, listen, if you have someone that's good, grab them by the hair and take them with you because it's impossible lately. I don't know what's going on with this world. But,
it's crazy.
No, yeah, it's horrible.
I'm considering, I know this is so bad, I probably shouldn't do this, but like it's another lady that I take care of around the corner, right? And she's with my mom's company as well. So she really doesn't want to, lose me as her caregiver,
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to wait until after I'm in here with you guys for a little bit, and I'm going to see if she wants to come over.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely help her and everything, and you're already good to go. So you let me know.
I know that's so bad, but I mean, I'm sorry. My mom's company that she got right now, I'm sorry. They're crap.
Oh, no.
They really are. And the only reason why I stayed with them as long as I did was I, long time ago, stopped taking clients with them. Really, I did. And I had this one supervisor. She was so cool with me, And I have found, the job that I have, my other agency that I have, and I get paid more money. And I mean, honest to God, it's more money and it's less work.
Also, and
because
I mean,
of the type of clients that they have.
oh,
You know what
that's
I mean? And 90, I'm going to say 96% of their clients are pay out of pocket.
Wow.
So I'm like up in the counties. You know, I'm staying in million-dollar houses, mansions,
oh, that's
and
awesome.
Things like that. Yeah, so it's like, I was trying to put her on with that too, not the era, because I was like, they pay more and you do less work. So the way I got the lady around the corner was they had just gotten her, and my supervisor knows my worth, and she was like, can you please just go and assess this client for us, you know? So I was like, all right. I said, what I got to do? Because I ain't going to hold you. I said, I don't got to spoil you. I said, my new company, where I make all my hours at, I don't have to do a whole lot of work. Like, what I got to do for this lady?
No, of course. I was the same way. I'm like,
Yeah, so when I went around in, I met her and everything. She's like, are you going to be my permanent? I was like, unfortunately, no. I'm just here just to assess, like, what you need, take care of you for the day, and let them know what type of person you're going to be needing and, you know, what you require. So she was like, oh, she really liked me and stuff. And then I don't know who they sent to her. And then another day she needed, like, coverage. And she was like, please, can you go? Can you go? I was like, oh, who was it? I was like, oh, that lady right in the corner. I was like, all right, I'll go to her. She was fine. You know, I'll go. She had a little dog and everything. I was like, I'll go. And then I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I could be her permanent. You know, because this is only 2 days a week. She only gets 6 hours. I was like, I could be her permanent. You know, she's fine. She's cool. She's only down the street from my mom. Literally,
oh,
I could walk. I could walk to her house. And so she had got sick and everything. She came out of the hospital. She did not. She's like, look, make sure y'all get Nina back. She's like, because if you don't get Nina, I don't want no one else.
It's true. I would be the same way. Because it's really hard to find someone good. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like with my new company, I've only been with them for 2 years, and we had a client, and she was from South Philly, so she had an age like regular, but what happened was she had an injury. So when she had an injury, she went from like her regular hours during the week to 24-hour care, meaning she had to have overnight, she had to have everybody there with her all the time, right? So as she started getting better, and that's how I got put on her case. So as she started getting better, she started knocking the hours down. So the overnight went first, you know. So as she started getting better with her therapy and almost was getting ready to get discharged and all of that, she just started cutting hours back. So she went from 24 hours to like 8 hours to 6 hours. So then I got a phone call one day that's like, yeah, she's going to cancel. She's getting rid of all of her aids. Just then I was like, dang, I'm about to find me another client. Then. Right? And then they was like, yeah, she got rid of everyone except you.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was like, yeah. So I do her every Thursday. I was like, I go down and do her every Thursday. So I was like, I love her. And they've been moving me around because I've been doing temporary livings and covering for people like with longer hours. Like, these are like all of my old clients that I'm really like covering for.
Yeah.
But they request me, like the one lady, she lives in Malvern. She's got a mansion. Literally, it's a mansion. It's her and two little chihuahuas, and she has a living. So the living took off. Yeah, right? The living took off. And this lady moves around. She's the same age as my mom, but she's very mobile. She needs someone to drive her. So some of the drivers, the people that they sent there, she's like, that lady ain't been driving long. Like, she scared the death out of me. So now I'm going to drive for her and stuff like that. So they're taking me out of my Thursday lady. So she was like this. She better be coming back.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to hear nothing. She better be coming back. Like, I don't have a choice. You know, y'all snatching her from me. Like, I just got her back.
Oh, Nina, we're going to have to clone you.
I know. That's what I told her. I said, you know, and then it's crazy because I just got back to her. This is my first Thursday back to her. I've been gone for 2 weeks. So I was supposed to be with her for 2 weeks, and then I was going to be going 1 week. It was like a vacation. Well, honey, she's like, so that means I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks?
Oh, no. How dare you?
I know. I said it's not you. It's the job. It's not me.
Oh my gosh.
So I said, you know, when I come back from Florida, I bring you back something special. I said, I might have to bring you back a cologne.
It's like, I'm here.
I said, I have to bring you back a cologne. I said, everybody that I cover for, even when I was like just going to just to see what they need, they wanted me. Everybody wanted me.
Everybody wanted
me to sing.
That's amazing.
I said, don't make me feel so good. I don't even feel special. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because again, it's hard to find a good caregiver, so they're lucky to have you, Nina.
Yeah, I know, Lord Jesus. And here I go, I say now, I don't even know. Like, the new coordinator told me she had to call you guys and she had to get in touch with my company. I said, my company don't know I'm leaving.
I don't know why. It's weird because some service coordinators don't do that. They'll just say, okay, cool, switch, and that's it. They don't reach out.
Yeah.
But some are like, no, I need to call the agency and let them know. And I'm like, why?
Okay, yeah, because, lady, every time I'm looking at my phone ring, like it rang earlier today and it had my company on it, I go, oh, I'm scared to answer the phone.
No, you do the same thing. You let them leave you a message.
Listen,
and then
I didn't know what it was for. Like, so I'm not working today, you know. I'm like, I don't have no hours to do with my mom. I'm not working today. I'm like, I don't know what they call me. Who was I answer the phone? Like, and it was like the other girl, Brianna, that always called me for overtime. I was like, okay, it's her. She don't have nothing to do with it.
Uh-oh.
She didn't have nothing to do with it, so I answered her. I was like, okay. So I was like, you guys can't do overtime on Saturday. I said, I work overnight on Saturday.
Ay, ay, ay. So, yeah, you need a vacation, Nina. You work too much.
I know. I do. I did a live-in. I did 11-day live-in.
Oh, wow.
And I got out of there on the 3rd. I was supposed to start with you on the 4th. Don't you know the job called me up asking me? They sent me a text message. I was so mad when I read that text message asking me if they got the live-in to come back early. On Sunday the 3rd instead of 9 o'clock, if they got her come back at 8, can I go do my overnight guy during the day from 9 a to 9 p?
Oh my God.
I said, when do we start doing this? Like, when do you come out of an overnight? And because they wouldn't let me do it coming in, so how y'all is okay for me to do it coming out? Mm. See, my overnight guy don't like new people. He's 91, he's setting his ways. He doesn't want a whole bunch of new people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mister, you do know we're human. We need breaks, too. Anything can happen in our life. So you have to set room for backup in case one of us can't make it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, but he got a pretty good group of us right now. And it's about, I think, a good 4 or 5.
But at least he has, because it's... At least he has some, but they have to be open to other people just in case, like you said.
Yeah, but he's like, I do him overnight, and I told him I want to cover the house that I just came from, because it's a husband and a wife, the family loves me, and their living is going on vacation. She's entitled. She's been here for 2 years with no vacation. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, when you live in you. Locked in. So I was like, you know, I want to cover her this last vacation she's taking in September, because she's not taking nothing again until February when her daughter graduates of college.
Aww.
And I said, yeah, I want it. And they acting like they can't give it to me. So I was like, I don't know. Cause what? I said, the family's not going to want no one else. Some of them, because my guy is hard to cover. I said, no, he's not. He's not hard to cover for my shift. See, I work overnight. There's nothing to do. Literally. You put him in the bed, really. While he's washing his face, brushing his teeth, you're sitting there waiting. You help him take his compression socks off. You wash them out and hang them up. Help him put his shorts on and his shirt on, and he go walk and get in the bed.
That's it.
Literally, you helping him get in the bed, and you just putting the covers over him and fixing his pillows. You leave. He don't call and he don't ring the bell until the middle of the night. When he ring the bell, you go in there, you get his urinal from him, dump it, rinse it, and put it back on the side of the bed, cover him back up. That's all you do. So you tell me my shift ain't easy to cover. Overnight, you want to count sleep until somebody ring that bell. And as loud as ever, it will wake you up.
That's so funny.
What's hard to cover is when his living needs off. Because I'm the strongest one that they have. Like, I've been with him the longest. And they got this little girl. Like, I mean, she's thin as I don't know what. But the family don't want her working during the day because they don't feel as though he's a fall risk. They don't feel as though she could prevent him from falling.
Oh, wow.
Like, if he starts to stumble, they don't feel like she's strong enough to grip him so that, you know, he don't fall.
Oh, no, then they need to put someone who...
Right.
Who, that's a liability. So, I would have been like, yeah, ma'am, no.
Someone, but you know who their someone is? Me.
Oh, no.
But I told you, like, that's the thing. But that's the thing. Like I said, I'm not required to work for him in the daytime. I'm really not. I didn't sign anything saying that I will be his backup for the morning. I didn't sign anything, and I didn't tell you guys that I would. I said, and if the living goes on vacation, not when she's taking a day off, when she goes on vacation, because, see, they pay me hourly, and then I get paid more than living.
Oh, that's right, because living only gets paid 13.
I don't know.
13 hours, usually.
I don't know, but his, that's 14 hours in a day. So I'm getting paid $240, where she only gets paid $200. Huh. Yeah, I said that don't make sense. I said, that don't make sense. And where I go to cover for the couple, honey got a cute dog. He's so cute. He's a Cocker Spaniel. So every time I look at him, I think about Lady and the Tramp.
That's so funny.
So, and he's so sweet. He bad, though. He'll steal your food. He will steal your food in a heartbeat.
That's so funny.
And so it's like, I'm going to pay even more money when I go over there. So. Like, don't stand in the way of my cash.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's a lot of cases. You need a vacation and you a busybody.
Yeah. Now, when, I guess once we get the authorization, then we'll worry about me learning the clocking stuff and all of that.
Yeah, so we'll get, hopefully it comes in over the weekend. But she did say she put it in for the 11th. So if you are with mom, just jot down the times that you worked with her. So that way they can provide you a timesheet because you've been ready since forever ago. So once we get that authorization, if it's after the 11th, we'll have the coordinator give you a timesheet if you work with your mom, and then you can get paid for those days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to change my hours. Like with my mom, I work her around, because she's the flexible one.
Yeah.
Around what I'm required to do at my other job. You know what I mean? As long as I get her 35 hours in and she's safe and she's cool, everything is fine. Like, even if I'm not working for her, I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
it's like I'm always in this house. You know? Or we always hanging out because I get her out the house, because she won't go out the house unless she's with somebody, like in a car.
Got it.
You know. She's afraid. She don't want to be out there and she fall or get dizzy or anything. So I was like, well, my son done moved in now, so, you know, somebody's always here.
No, but that's good. So what I'm going to do is I'll let you know if Nadira starts submitting anything. And I also let you know once the authorization comes in.
Okay. I'm going to try to call, because I tried to call her last night, but she might have been already sleeping. So I'm going to try to get with her today. I like walking up this alleyway. I got to go out here and get the trash cans. No, because we the way my mom and them put their trash out is on the side of the house. Like, you have to put it out on a side street, which means you're going to walk down the alleyway.
Be careful.
Oh, no. I see her two cans, but I don't see my nephew and them put the trash out last night. And they probably They probably didn't even take the cans. They probably just took the bags out of the can. Yeah, we need somebody out here to cut this damn grass, because I swear, I don't like this stuff touching me.
It's like, ooh, garbage juice.
I know.
Absolutely not.
Oh, somebody broke glass out here.
Oh, no.
That's still not bad, even though it's warm, but it's not bad. The weather out here today is really nice.
It's nice today. No, it is. Thank God it's not raining. It's not cloudy. It's pretty.
Yeah. I don't even know if I need to turn the air on. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. I will keep you posted.
All right, honey. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Bye.